BBC News with Julie Candler. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has told the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that he would welcome a meeting with President Trump. Mr. Putin told Mr. Pompeo that he hoped full relations between Moscow and Washington would be restored. But differences between the two countries remain on subjects including Iran, Venezuela and Ukraine. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said there will not be a war with the United States, despite rapidly growing tensions between the two countries. State media reported Ayatollah Khamenei as saying, "We don't seek a war, nor do they." The Mexican government says it's found more than 200 unmarked mass graves across the country in the last 3 months. Most are thought to be victims of drugs-related violence. Venezuela's Supreme Court has accused four more opposition legislators of treason and conspiracy during a failed uprising led by the self-declared interim president, Juan Guaido. Last week, the court ordered that 10 members of the National Assembly be investigated on the same charges. President Trump has described the escalating trade war with China as a little squabble. Mr. Trump said he was sure the dispute would turn out very well, but the most senior Republican in the US Senate, Mitch McConnell, said no one could win a trade war. The British government has said that it will reintroduce the EU withdrawal deal agreed by the Prime Minister Theresa May in the first week of June. The deal has already been defeated by Parliament three times. A Japanese MP has been expelled by his party for suggesting, apparently while drunk, that the only way to regain control of a group of disputed islands from Russia was to wage war. Hodaka Maruyama made the comments on a visit to the islands, known as the Kurils or the Northern Territories. BBC News.